Actually, tonight, this afternoon, I will be speaking on a different topic. Tonight, I'll be speaking on a Christian response. Tonight, we'll be talking about nature or nurture, homosexuality, nature or nurture.
Okay, 晚上是讲到说这个同性恋是天生的还是后来发展的
right now.
哦，现在要讲天生还是发展。
So there's a lot of confusion on this issue of homosexuality.
那这个情形造成很多的混乱。
And one of the main issues that causes confusion is, are people born gay?
一个原因就是说人是不是天生才变成同性恋。
So this afternoon I wanted to talk about some of the science that's involved with this issue of homosexuality, whether people are born gay, and also some of the theology. What does the Bible say?
Okay, 今天下午就谈到一些在科学方面的证据跟在神学方面的教导。
There's a lot of notes. I didn't have it translated in Chinese, so I'm sorry.
对不起，我很多的这个笔记，但是没有翻译成中文。
But if you know, if you're able to read English, I have the notes here that you can copy down that.Link and get my notes.
Okay, 你可以读英文，它这有一个这个注子，然后你去到那里就有很多我的笔记都在这个上面。
Or you could even use your smartphone to take a picture of that.
你可以用你的电话照张相，就可以把注子写下来。
So, really, what is the truth? Are people born gay? Are they not born gay? There's so much confusion in media and in science.
在这个媒体里面造成很多的混乱，到底人会有同性的倾向是天生还不是？
So, I wanted us to first look at some of the science.
我们从科学方面先来看。
So, if you guys have copied that down, let me just go to the next slide. But the website is just yuan2.us/nn.
Okay, 这是他的这个网址。
Okay, so the etiology of homosexuality, etiology is just the scientific way of saying cause.
Okay, 所以讲到说这个同性恋的一个病因。
What is the cause of homosexuality?
这个同性恋到底怎么引起？
There's many studies that have been done in recent years.
近年来很多的这方面的研究。
And I wanted to focus first on some of the biological studies.
我愿意先注目再看一些在生物学上的研究。
There's been some twin studies on the issue of homosexuality.
有些是研究双胞胎的。
And the reason why they study twins is because identical twins share the same genetics.
因为这个同卵双胞胎，他们的基因是一样的。
So if they wanted to see if there's a biological link, and genetics would be part of biological link, then they want to study often twins.
所以从这个双胞胎看到是不是由他们在那个基因上的一个连结造成他们这个同性的倾向。
Bailey and Pollard in 1991 did a study, and he studied identical twins and homosexuality.
1991年 Bailey and Pollard 他们就做一个这个同卵双胞胎的研究。
And he found in his study that 52% when one identical twin was gay, the other one was gay.
Okay, 所以他就发现说，在有51%的情形，假如这个同卵双胞胎，一个是同性恋，另外一个也是。
And then he also studied fraternal identical twins, or I'm sorry, not identical, fraternal twins. I don't know how to say that in Chinese.
Okay, 他也研究过这个不是同卵生的双胞胎。
And he found 22% when one was gay, the other one was gay.
他是发现22%，一个是同性恋，另外一个也是。
And when we look at the numbers, 52% of identical twins, when one was gay, the other one was gay, often we will think, wow, that's a very high number.
所以我们看到，如果要是有1%，一个是另外双胞胎，一个也是，我说哇，这个比例很高。
But the reality is, if we're trying to show that it is purely biological or purely genetic,that number would actually need to be 100%.
如果我们看，如果说真的是这个生物学上造成的同性恋的话，那这个比例应该是要100%。
So when we say, "Wow, 52," that sounds like a high number, but remember, it's not 100%.
如果我们觉得51%是个很高的比率，你记得这不是百分之百。
And in addition, when he did these studies, the way he advertised it was in gay magazines.
同时他这个做的研究，他是在那个同性恋的人的杂志上面来做广告找人。
So obviously then those numbers would be very inflated.
所以这些数目是被提得太高了。
And therefore it's a biased applicant pool.
所以他这个选择这个候选人来的是有偏差。
So Bailey did another study in 2000.
在公元2000年 Bailey 有另外一个研究。
And what he found, he did this in Australia, and what he found was not 52% of identical twins when one was gay, the other one was gay, but 30%.
Okay, 他是这个澳洲人，他就发现不是51%，是30%。
So it's not as high, but still we might think, well, 30, that's still one third. That seems pretty high.
所以不那么高，但是我们想三分之一也是蛮高的。
But the problem with that is that even that study wasn't replicated.
那我们也发现那个问题是这样的这个研究也不能被重复。
Because for any study to be reputable, you actually need to replicate that study. Another researcher should be able to do the same study and get the same results.
所以如果一个研究要证明它是很有权威性的话，你一定要能够重复它，一样的条件产生一样的结果。
But this couldn't be done.
那这个做不出。
In 2002, Biermann and Bruckner did this study, and he found that 6.7% of identical twins were both gay.
Okay, 在公元2002年，这个 Biermann 他就做个研究，发现那个同卵的双胞胎只有6.7%的情形，一个是同性，另外一个也是同性恋。
And then in 2008, there was another study, and it was the largest study of twins and homosexuality.
所以在2008年有一个研究，这个范围是最大的一个研究。
And this was done in Sweden.
是在瑞典做的。
It was the largest study that involved 3,826 twins.
所以这就包括了这个3,820几个这个同卵的双胞胎。
And what he found, it was very complicated, the results.
那这个结果是很复杂。
And what he was looking at was,different factors that could play into the cause of homosexuality.
他就研究到各种不同的因素可以影响一个人后来变成同性恋。
He believed that genetics could play into it, 34% to 39%. Shared environment, he believes, was 0%. And individual specific could be 61% to 66%.
Okay, 他就发现说这个只是基因的因素，大概就30%几到38%。如果是同一个环境里出生的，这个比率是零。然后另外有一个因素是什么
？Individual specific.
OK， 那每一个人的这个生活的形态不一样，大概有61%到66%。
And then for women, he thought it was a little bit different. Still close though, but involved genetics and environment.
那对妇女它是有点不一样，但是也是牵涉有关于他们的这个基因跟这个环境。
And this is one of his quotes. He says, although wide confidence intervals suggest cautious interpretation, the results are consistent with moderate primarily genetic, familial, and moderate to large effects of non-shared environment on same-sex behavior.
Okay, 虽然是这个对于这个起因有些这个这个自信力是比较高，但是其他的因素，像是这个基因的因素，跟他的家庭环境的因素，也是有一个很重要的影响。
And here he talks about wide confidence intervals. What is wide confidence intervals? That's a scientific statistical term.
Okay, 那另外一个是在统计学讲叫做 confidence interval， 就是误差的范围有多少。
And confidence intervals mean.For statistics means the range of where those numbers might be, the low end and the high end.
所以误差的范围就是说，在一个统计的里面，什么是最低多少，最高多少这个范围。
And if you're familiar with statistics, you would probably realize that you want that to be very narrow. You don't want it to be a big number.
如果你熟悉统计学的话，你希望这个范围是很窄的，就非常的精准。你不要这个范围很宽。
Well, these are the confidence intervals that he gives on the statistics.
那这个就是他讲的这个范围。
Genetics 0% to 59%.
Okay, 关于这个基因这个天生的因素是从零到59%。
That's extremely wide.
这是非常非常宽。
Shared environment is 0 to 46%.
OK, 这共通的一个生活环境是0 to 46%。
Individual specific is 41 to 85%.
那对个人特定的因素是从41%-85%。
Usually, you want confidence intervals to be very narrow. I mean, maybe just a few percentage points, not like 40 or 50 or 60%.
所以你所做研究，你要这个范围大概是非常小，是百分之几，不是百分之什么四五十的。
So it's really surprising that even though how wide these confidence intervals that people actually, that this study actually got published.
那这些研究的结果都被发表出来了。
But what I was concerned with was what's the percentage when one twin was gay, the other twin was gay?
Okay, 我特别是关心就是说如果是同卵双胞胎的话我特别有兴趣是一个 是同性的另外一个也是
But this wasn't clearly in the study so I had to read through and count the numbers and do the math myself
okay, 但是在那个研究报告里头讲的不清楚我要详细去研究它 来得到这个资料
because if you remember the other times it was 52%, 30%, 6.2% we don't have any studies that are really matching
Okay, 我们刚才讲的是52%, 30%, 6.7%各种的这个研究报告都不能够好像配合。
So what he found in this study was that for men it's about 10% and for women it's about 12% of identical twins when one was gay, the other one was gay.
所以在这个研究里面就是说双胞胎一个是同性另外也是在男性的里面是10%在那个女性的里面是6%。
12%,
对不起。
And so, really, in conclusion, we find that the confidence interval is really wide, and environment also plays into it.
Okay, 所以我们就看到，就是说，他们这个研究这个结果的范围是非常的宽，但是这个周围的环境的影响也在包括里面。
So that's twin studies. There's another bunch of studies that looked at the brain.
刚才讲的是讲这个双胞胎的研究，现在讲到研究人的头脑。
Simon LeVay did a study in 1991.
1991年 ，Simon LeVay 做了个研究。
And he studied the hypothalamus.
他就研究脑下垂体。
And the hypothalamus is believed to be the center for sexual behavior in animals.
这个脑下垂体是我们相信是在这个动物的里面影响到的性向的主要的一个荷尔蒙。
And so he studied the size of the neuron groups in the hypothalamus.
他就研究在脑下垂体里面这个脑细胞的大小。
And he studied cadavers.
他就研究一些这个尸体。
41 cadavers, 19 men that died of AIDS, that they were gay, 16 that were supposed to be heterosexual.Six died of AIDS, six, and then heterosexual women as well.
Okay, 总共有41个，19个是男的。Okay, 他们是这个艾滋病去世的。然后有16个是这个双性的，就是不是同性恋，
异性恋，
异性恋。Okay, 然后这个有异性恋里面有6个是属于艾滋病的。
And what he found was that the INAH3 group of the neurons was twice as big in the heterosexual male group than in the gay male group.
Okay, 他就发现这个脑细胞有一个组 ，Okay， 然后这个是在这个在那个异性恋的这种人的团体里面，他的这个脑细胞比那个同性恋的人是大一倍。
And again, if we want this study to be reputable, it needs the results need to be replicated.
那我们觉得这样子的一个研究是可信的话，这个结果应该是可以重复的。
So, some other tried to replicate this study in 2001, and they could not.
Okay, 在公元2001年，有人要重复他们这样的研究，得到一样的结果，结果得不到。
This is LeVay's conclusion, and he said, it's important to stress what I did not find. I didn't prove that homosexuality is genetic or find a genetic cause for being gay.
OK， 所以他的结论就是说，这个要从这个genetic 要从基因里面来发现这个同性的一个因素，是找不到这个，所以找不到结果来证明说这个同性是基因造成的。
And he said, I didn't show that gay men are born that way. The most common mistake people make in interpreting my work.
对，一般人对我的这个研究报告的一个错误这个评估，那就是说啊。这个人变成同性恋，不是因为基因引起的。
Nor did I locate a gay center in the brain.
而且我在人的头脑里头也找不到一个会造成同性恋的一个中心区。
And then he says, since I look at the adult brains, we don't know if the differences I found were there at birth or if they appeared later in life.
OK， 他因为是看的是人的脑，所以不确定说这个脑在出生的时候没有，还是后来他就从头脑里头就是发生出来。
The third group of studies looks at chromosomes.
OK， 那第三个团体他们就研究这个染色体。
Hammer, Hu, Magnussen, Hu and Petitucci, 1993 did a study.
就 Hammer 跟 Hu 跟一些人1993年做了研究。
So I think two Chinese people were involved in this study.
这里面有两个中国人，两个 Hu。
They studied 76 gay brothers and their families.
他们就研究76个同性恋的人跟他的家人。
And they noticed that there were more gay men on the side of the mother's family.
他们就发现在母亲的那边同性恋的人比较多。
So he wanted to study the X chromosome.
所以他们要就找那个 X 的这个染色体。
Because in men we have an X chromosome and a Y chromosome.
因为在这个男的细胞里有 X 跟 Y 两种。
And the X comes from the mother and Y comes from the father.
那个 X 染色体从母亲来 ，Y 从父亲来。
And as he studied these chromosomes, he found that 83% of gay men had similar allele or a portion in the distal region of the X chromosome.
他就发现说，在那个同性恋的男的里面，83%有一个相同的一个染色体的形态。
And this unfortunately was inaccurately called the gay gene, especially in Time magazine. This came out in 1993, 1994. I don't know if you remember that, but it was on the cover of Time magazine saying that they found the gay gene.
所以在1993-94年这个时代杂志在它的封面上就说他们找到了同性恋的基因。
But this is what Hammer himself said. He said,
这个 Hammer 他自己就这样说。
He says environmental factors play a role.
他说在那环境的因素是很重要影响。
There's not a single master gene that makes people gay.
他是没有一个这个基因使得人变成同性恋。
I don't think we will ever be able to predict who will be gay.
他说我们想永远不可能来预测说谁会变成同性恋。
And the biggest problem of this whole study is that there was no control group.
OK, 那最大这个研究最大的问题就是没有一个控制的一个群体。
And if some of you guys might be scientists, you would know right away why we would need a control group.
Okay, 如果我们中间有做科学研究，知道为什么你要有控制的一个这个样品的群体。
In this study, the control group would be looking at straight men, people who aren't gay.
Okay, 那在这个情形之下，这个控制群体就是一个普通的人，他们不是同性恋的。
And if, in this study, Hammer he found that.People who weren't gay, they had that same portion in their X chromosome. Well, that would find out that this study there's no relevancy to the study. Then every person has that same portion on that X chromosome.
Okay, 如果一个控制的群体的话，在那些不是同性恋的人发现他在 X chromosome 这个的那个数目的跟同性恋只要是一样的话，那你这个整个的研究就没有基础了。
So, some other scientists tried to replicate this study.
那有些别的科学家想来重复这样的研究。
Bailey, remember from Bailey, Pollard, and Bailey and other ones, he tried to do the study in 1999.
1999年那个同样那个 Bailey,
and he could not replicate it.
他不能够重复。
McKnight and Malcolm in 2000, they also could not replicate it.
这公元2000年 McKnight 他也重复不出来。
So the reality is a lot of these studies that there is no conclusive evidence.That it is purely biological.
所以这个结论就是说，从这些研究它没有一个结论说人变成同性恋是从这个生物生理的因素造成的。
So there are some studies then that were done on the environment.
那就在研究这个环境。
Environment could be sociological, cultural, developmental, familial.
Okay, 这个环境可能是这个社会的环境，家庭的环境，或者是他这个处的这个朋友中间的这些问题。
Twin studies, the one that we looked at in Sweden, they show that there's some environmental factors as well as some biological factors that could play into it.
在瑞典的研究就发现说，这个生理的因素跟环境的因素都有些影响。
And then in 2000, there was a study that looked at American twins, and they believe that familial factors have some influence.
在公元2000年，在美国有研究就发现，这个家庭生活的情形有影响。
There are some other studies that were done on family factors as well.
那还有一些研究也是研究家庭生活的因素的影响。
Then in Taiwan, a study was done as well in the military.
在台湾的军方也做了这样的研究。
And they concluded that paternal protection and maternal care were determined to be the main vulnerable factors in the development of homosexual males.
Okay, 他就发现这个父亲过度的保护，或者是母亲过度的爱，会影响到他们将来这个性向的发展。
Other studies have been done, childhood gender nonconformity, fraternal birth order, and urban versus rural.
Okay, 那还有一些研究就看到，这小孩子出生是家里的老几 ，Okay, 或者是他这个在城里头住，或者在乡下住。
So as we look at these studies, the biological and the environmental, I want us to kind of critique them and look at them a little, and to be able to be critical analyze them.
Okay, 看到这些研究，我要来分析他们，对他们有一个好像讲评。
Regarding the studies on environment,
关于这个环境方面的研究。
Whether it's familial or sociological,
不管是在他家庭的情形，或者他的社交的生活。
Sometimes we confuse correlation with causation.
Okay, 我们就把这个两个相连的关系跟那个引起的原因的起因这两个混淆。
Because causation is when something causes another thing, or it could be one thing or multiple things that cause something else, just like cause and effect.
这个起因就是说这个因素或者其他的因素引起这样的现象。
Where correlation is not necessarily that, there is some type of relationship between the two.
Okay, 那另外一个是这个关联的因素，也许是有些关系，但是不是那个起因。
It could be cause, it could be effect,could be indirect or it could be just coincidence.
可能是起因，可能是效果，可能是两个是有关系，可能只是巧合。
So we need to be sure to see that correlation is not the same thing as causation.
所以两个的串联关联跟起因是不一样的。
So a good example of the difference between correlation and causation is a study that was done in New York.
在纽约那里有个研究可以显示说起因跟关联的关系。
Scientists, they looked at how as people ate more ice cream, there were more murders in New York.
Okay, 在纽约就是说，如果一个人吃冰淇淋吃得多的话呢，这个造成杀人犯也比较多。
So how could that be?
那怎么可能呢
？When more people ate ice cream, they found out that there was more murders in the state, in the city of New York.
就越多人吃冰淇淋的话，在这个纽约这个谋杀案就越多。
Is that causation or correlation?
那这个是起因呢，还是关联
？I mean, this is a fact.
这是事实。
So are the two one causes the other, or are they somehow linked? But there's another factor that links them together.
是这个事情引起他呢，还是这个事情有另外的因素是连在一起的
？And the other third factor is summer.
另外一个因素，第三个因素就是夏天。
Because in summer, more people eat ice cream.
夏天吃冰淇淋的人多。
And in summer, more people get murdered, I guess.
夏天可能就杀人凶杀案也多。
Because maybe in winter everyone's too cold to do anything, or they don't fight during the winter.
可能在冬天太冷，大家也不打架。
But so do you see the example during the summertime, people will eat more ice cream.
所以夏天大家吃冰淇淋多。
But also in the summer, the murder rate goes up.
所以夏天这个杀人案子也多。
So both.We have a positive correlation, but that doesn't mean then one causes the other. Does that make sense?
两个有正面的关联，但是不表示说一个引起另外一个。
So as scientists, as a researcher, you have to be careful to see that, am I just showing some type of positive correlation, or is there some type of influence between the two?
所以这个科学家要很小心来分别，说是两个是有关联，还是说是它的起因。
Because I believe that sometimes when we point to the family or how one is raised as being the cause, that might be more correlation than causation.
所以我们讲到说家庭的情形，一个人家里怎么长大起来，这可能是关联的因素，是超过于说起因。
And the reason is because if the familial factors or how a child is raised is the cause for homosexuality,such as having an absentee father or a dominant mother.
Okay, 如果要是说家庭的因素，比如说这个爸爸不在家里，或者是什么是妈妈权威是很强的。
Then we should find in those type of communities where the father is never home or there is no father, and the children are raised by mothers alone, then there should be a large amount of homosexuals in that community.
所以如果这样情形的话，在一个社区里面，如果是爸爸常常不在家，或者是没有爸爸的，孩子是妈妈养大起来的，那在这一群里头，这个同性恋的人应该是有很多。
And an example of that we can find in the inner city.
那就是在那个大城市的这个。大城市的里面。
In the inner city, often the children do not have their fathers. They don't even know who their father is, and they're often mainly raised by their mothers or by sisters or by aunts.
在大城区的市中心里面，这些小孩子可能不知道他爸爸是谁，孩子都是妈妈或者是阿姨、姑姑什么养大的。
So in that situation, we should, if that's the cause of homosexuality, find a high percentage of homosexuality, but we don't.
如果这个是因素的话，在这样的一个社区里面，我们发现同性恋应该非常多，但是我们没有发现这样。
But what do we find?
我们发现了什么呢？
We do find a higher percentage of other kind of rebellions, such as drugs or gangs or heterosexual promiscuity.
Okay, 我们发现其他的因素，像是这个叛逆用这个毒品，或者是这个性方面非常的开放。
So I believe when the father is absent or the child is only brought up by a mother or all by women, I think that creates an unhealthy environment for children to grow up, so then they will be more susceptible to rebel and act out in these different ways.
如果家里没有爸爸妈妈也很纵容的话，这样的环境造成他 其他的因素就发生出来。
So I don't believe that it's a direct cause then for homosexuality.
所以我现在这个不是造成同性的直接的因素。
So that's critiquing some of the environmental factors.
所以这个是我们来看这个来这个来来解评这个这个造成同性恋的一个因素，从环境来看。
But now I want to critique some of the biological studies.
另外一个从那个生物学方面来看
，One thing is that in these type of studies, there's no test for homosexuality.
在这些是没有一个试验一个测验检测有没有同性恋。
There's no phenotype. I don't know how to say that in Chinese. Any scientists here?
张公弼或者 phenotype.
Phenotype.
Yes,
something visible, an empirical study, test.
Okay, 没有一个就这种实验性的一个试验来显明它的结果。
So there's no X-ray for homosexuality. There's no blood test for homosexuality. Okay. There's no MRI or CT scan for homosexuality.
Okay, 所以这个同性你不可以照 X 光 CT scan 是照不出来，验血验不出来。
The only way that we know someone is gay is how?
Okay. It's what?
how do we know that someone is gay?
所以我们怎么知道一个人是同性呢？
They tell us.
So it's 靠他告诉我们。
So that's really the only way whether we know whether someone is gay is that they tell us.
所以我们知道那个人他是个同性恋，就再来告诉我。
We can't really tell if a person is gay until they tell us.
我们不知道一个人是不是同性恋，除非他来告诉你。
So it's very unobjective. It's more subjective.
所以这是不客观，是蛮主观的。
And in addition, we have to be careful that when we talk about that there might be a biological component or factor, that's not the same thing as saying that someone is born gay.
所以我们觉得说，如果要是在生理的因素是有一点关系的话，这个不能够说他出生就决定他是不是同性。
So it's not the same. It's not necessarily the same thing.
所以不一定是同一件事。
Because there's a lot of things that might have a biological or genetic link, but it doesn't then automatically make someone born that way.
可能是在这个他出生跟他的基因有点关联，但是不能说他是出生注定是这样子。
An example is alcoholism.
好像举个例子是这个酗酒的。
I think there's been many studies done so far where their scientists believe that alcoholism might have some biological, even genetic link. There could be a factor.
有很多研究显示说，可能是有些的关联，一个人会酗酒是跟他先天的基因有关系。
So does that then automatically mean that if a baby born to two alcoholics, that baby is automatically an alcoholic at birth?
Okay, 所以这样说，如果一个小孩子出生出来，他父母亲都是酗酒的话，他就出出来一定是个酗酒的。
Obviously not.
显然不是。
It's when does that person become an alcoholic or that baby become an alcoholic?
一个人或者是小婴孩什么时候开始变成酗酒？
It's later in life when they make the wrong decisions, the wrong friends, they start drinking and they can't stop. That's when that person becomes an alcoholic.
是到年纪大了一些，可能交一些朋友，开始喝酒喝到不能停，才变成酗酒的。
But that person might be more susceptible toward alcoholism than other people.
那样的人可能是比较更容易变成一个酗酒的，跟比起别人来。
In addition, when we look at these biological studies, people always say, "Oh, people are born gay." Science has already proven this.
Okay, 这个很多人就说，这个这同性恋出生就是这样子，科学已经证明了。
And if I just want to make it very simple, and I don't have all the time to share all this, I tell them this.
如果我是没有很多时间，就很简单的来讲的话，我会这样子告诉你。
If we have proven that people are born gay,
如果我们证明说人同性恋的取向是出生就有的
，we should be able to go into a hospital of newborn babies and instead of picking out the boy babies and the girl babies, pick out the gay babies and the straight babies.
如果这样子的话，我们到那医院里面去，不是抱了男孩子女孩子，而是抱那个同性恋的男孩子，或者是不是同性恋的小 baby。
If we have proven that people are born gay, then a doctor giving birth to a baby, instead of saying, "Oh, look, it's a boy, it's a girl," he could be able to say, "Oh, look, it's gay, it's straight."
如果真是这样的话，这个一出生的时候，医生不是说哦你有个男孩女孩，而是说哦你出生的小 baby 是个同性恋的，或者不是同性恋的。
Obviously, we can't do that.
当然，我们不能这样做。
So, science has not proven that people are born gay.
所以科学并没有证明说人是同性恋是出生的。
So if that hasn't been proven, and if people aren't born gay, well then what about people choosing to be gay?
所以，如果要是人不是出生就是同性注定的话，那他什么时候怎么会决定他选择变成同性呢
？Because a lot of times people think, well, if they're not born gay, then they chose to be gay.
我们说，如果他出生不是要做同性恋，一直到后来他选择要走这个路。
I think both are wrong. I don't think that people are born gay, and I don't think that people chose to be gay either. Both are not right.
我相信这两个都是错的。人不是出生注定就是同性恋，或者到后来他选择做同性恋。
What they might choose to respond to their feelings, but they never chose to have those feelings.
他可以选择对他的感觉怎么来回应，可是你不能选择有什么样的感觉。
Because if we believe homosexuality is a sin, did any of us choose to have a sinful nature?
Okay, 如果说同性是个罪的话，但是一个人要选择要有一个犯罪的本性。
So that leads us to then theology in the Bible.
所以那个就带到我们看圣经里的神学。
If you know, if it's not born gay, but it's complicated involving both biology and environment, what does the Bible say about that?
如果人不是出生注定就是同性恋的话，而是慢慢演变成这样子，那圣经对这方面有什么教导？
Well, I think that as we look at the doctrine of sin, it will help us, give us clarity on this issue.
Okay, 我们如果看到说对于圣经对罪的教导跟教义是什么的话，也许我们可以这方面多一点明白。
The Bible says in Psalm 51 that all of us are born with a sinful nature.
在诗篇51篇第五节说，我们天生都有一个罪性。
I think that possibly genetics could have an influence on sin.
我们的天生的基因可能会影响到我们是有罪的。
But that's different than saying it determines sin. I think it has an influence on sin.
它只是对我们的罪性将来的罪性是有影响，而不是说是决定我们的罪性。
As I talked about alcoholism, it's believed that genetics might be half of the factors thatplay into the cause of alcoholism.
讲到酗酒的情形，这个基因可能是有影响，将来会变成酗酒的。
But to develop alcoholism, it's not just genetics.
可是变成一个酗酒的人，不是单单是靠基因的。
It's many different factors.
有很多不同的因素。
Including biology, genetics, culture, and psychology.
就包括我们的基因，我们的心理学，我们的社会的关系。
But if there is some biology that's involved in sin, then does that make sin right?
如果说罪是跟人的这个生物生理是有关系的话，这个罪就不对了。
No, because biology, just because there might be biology involved, we still are responsible for our actions.
即使是我们的生理学、生物学是有关系的话，我们还是对我们的行为犯罪还是要负责任。
Like men, we could say, "Oh, my hormones made me do it."
男人可以说是受的荷尔蒙使我做了这个事。
Yeah, I can't help to commit adultery, but that's just, you know, my hormones made me do it.
我这个没什么办法，就犯奸淫这个罪，是我的荷尔蒙使我犯了罪。
Would that make sense? No.
你觉得这个对吗？当然不是。
So we can't just say biology as our reason for then sinning.
所以我们说这个生物学是我们犯罪的一个因素。
So therefore, I believe that homosexuality has many different factors that play into the development of it.
所以我们相信变成同性恋有很多的因素而一起发展造成。
Many factors including biology and environment.
这些因素就包括这个生物学的跟环境的。
And here's some different quotes from scientific organizations.
这有些不同的科学的机构，我们引他们的话。
That look at both nature and nurture playing into the cause of homosexuality.
讲到这个天然的环境跟后天的培养。
So I don't think that it's nature or nurture. I think it's both nature and nurture. Those factors, many factors playing into.
所以我们相信是这个天然的跟后天的环境发展的两个一起造成。
The American Psychological Association has this quote.
这是美国心理学会讲了这样的话。
And they're a very liberal organization.
这个是非常自由开放的一个机构。
And they say some people believe that sexual orientation is innate and fixed.
他说有的人相信说这个人的性向是取自内心的，而且是已经固定的。
I might add like Oprah and Lady Gaga.
Okay, 好像是 Oprah, Lady Gaga 是属于这种学说的。
However, sexual orientation develops across a person's lifetime.
然而这个性向的一个发展是在人一生里头不断的发展。
And here's a longer quote.
那有一个更长的一段话。
They said that there's no consensus among scientists what causes homosexuality.
说在科学家里头没有一个定论说什么造成同性恋。
There's many research that has been done, but nothing has emerged that permits scientists to conclude what causes homosexuality.
虽然就做做了研究很多，但是没有一个结论说到底什么造成这个同性恋。
But the last sentence says many think that nature and nurture both play complex roles.
最后那句话说，很多人就相信说这个天然的跟后天发展的一起是这个来决定一个人的性向的发展。
And then this is the American Academy of Pediatrics, another very liberal organization.
另外一个非常非常这个自由的一个美国小儿科协会讲的。
And they say sexual orientation probably is not determined by any one factor, but by a combination of genetic, hormonal, and environmental influences.
他的这个性向不是一个单独的因素来决定的，可能是一个结合，是人的这个基因的荷尔蒙跟他的周围环境的影响。
And then this, I like this quote because this is by the Association of Gay and Lesbian Psychiatrists.
Okay, 这个是从这个男女同性恋的心理学家的协会的一个讲的话。
And I appreciate it because I think they're telling the truth.
我喜欢他，因为我想他们是讲的真话。
They said no one knows what causes homosexuality.
他说没有人知道什么造引起这个同性恋。
And the last sentence says, however, there are no replicated studies supporting any.Biological etiology for homosexuality.
他说然而没有任何的研究可以重复来证实什么造成这种同性恋的结果。
And then two more quotes. It is more likely that there are several genes that interact with non-genetic factors.
他说很可能是有好几个不同的基因，他们跟这个非基因式的因素，这个是互相组合起来的影响。
And then this last quote, what genes actually do in the brain reflect the interaction between hereditary and environmental information.
那这个基因在头脑里头所造成的影响是它天生的跟后天发展结合的影响的结果。
So in conclusion, I sometimes wonder why there's so much interest on this issue.
常常我在想，为什么会大家对这个问题那么大兴趣
？And even within the church，
即使在教会里面
，people want to know what causes homosexuality。
大家想知道是同性恋怎么引起的
？But I just wonder why don't we have so much interest in finding out what's the cause of gossip， or what's the cause of jealousy， or what's the cause of pride？
那我就奇怪，为什么大家对于这个闲话、骄傲、嫉妒这些东西，这引起的原因是什么？好像大家对这个原因不太兴趣。
Because I think that, you know, I mean, we should be just as interested. If both are sin, we should view them the same.
如果这两个都是罪的话，我们就是一样对他们的起因感到兴趣。
But I also believe it's based on another misunderstanding.
我现在是有基于另外有一个误解。
Because we think if we can find the cause, we can then find the cure.
我们想想，如果找到原因的话，就可以找到应付的办法。
But I think when we think like that, we began putting more emphasis upon more psychology than we do the gospel.
如果我们真的这样想的话，我们把的重点就放在心理学上，而不是放在福音上。
Because I think homosexuality is not a psychological problem, it's a spiritual problem.
我觉得这个同性恋不是一个心理学的问题，而是一个属灵的问题。
And when we see it that way, we realize if it's a spiritual problem, meaning our sinful nature, we would realize a spiritual problem can affect all our being, including our biology and our environment.
如果现在这是属灵的问题的话，属灵的问题可以影响到各方面的，是心理上的，跟我们这个生理上的。
And when we realize that it's a spiritual problem first and foremost, then we know what's the best way to help people if it's a spiritual problem.
如果这个是一个属灵的问题的话，我们就知道怎么来帮助人在这个问题上。
And that answer is Jesus.
那么那个答案就是耶稣。
That answer is the gospel.
这个的解决的方法就是福音。
So that's why our answer, our response needs to be focused upon Jesus and grounded in the gospel.
所以我们的这个解决方法就是注目在耶稣基督，可是基于这个福音的基础上。
Thank you.
谢谢。